USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Trump signed 4 executive orders with the goal of lowering drug prices. The orders he signed would allow for states to develop plans to import cheaper drugs from Canada, eliminate so-called rebates, and seek to make EpiPens and insulin more affordable for patients in community health centers. The 4th order would slash the price Medicare pays for drugs to be in line with prices in other countries. But the order would not be implemented until August 25th to allow pharmaceutical executives time to propose an alternative idea. The companies are not fond of that 4th executive order. Michael Cohen, the former personal attorney for President Trump, has been released from prison again and is now serving the rest of his 3-year prison term at home. The judge found returning Cohen to prison was retaliatory. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Visitors to the nation's capital from coronavirus hotspots will be required to self-quarantine for 14 days. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser announced today anyone traveling from high-risk areas for non-essential purposes must isolate themselves starting on Monday. A list of those areas was not immediately released. Neighboring Maryland and Virginia will not be on the list. The order will be in effect through October. It comes as the U.S. surpasses 4 million COVID-19 cases. A federal emergency contract by the Trump administration is under scrutiny. Researchers were granted $21 million to try out the active ingredient in the over-the-counter drug Pepcid AC on ailing coronavirus patients. The project is on an indefinite delay due to a shortage of COVID patients in New York. Government scientists learned of the project in early April, according to records obtained by the Associated Press. The Dow was down 182 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Christopher Columbus statues have been removed from a couple of parks in Chicago. The Chicago Tribune reports Mayor Lori Lightfoot is hoping to avoid another high-profile confrontation between police officers and protesters. A statement released from the mayor's office said the statues had been temporarily removed until further notice, adding the move is an effort to protect public safety. Not all of the city's Italian-American groups are on board, but some groups have gave their blessing. America's teachers are concerned about the upcoming school year. USA's Chris Barnes with more.
A large majority of America's school teachers say in a new survey they are worried they'll be exposed to the coronavirus in their classrooms if classroom learning resumes this fall. A Gallup poll finding 3/4 of teachers are either very or moderately concerned. About half of Americans in other jobs are very or moderately worried about exposure to the virus as well. The survey showing 74% of kindergarten through high school teachers would prefer to work remotely. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Toronto Blue Jays may have found a temporary home for the COVID-shortened MLB season that just got underway. Reports say that the club will play their home games in Buffalo at their AAA affiliate's ballpark. The Canadian government turned down the ball club's request to play at their home field at Rogers Center, citing coronavirus concerns. News anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.